Hello, Robbie Savage here. I'm teaming up with my former podcasting partner in crime, Matthew Saeed, to bring you a brand new podcast called Talent Takes Practice. We will be talking to some amazing guests and find out what it took for them to make it to the top of their chosen field. Then seeing how we can use this experience to help youngsters maximize their own talents, whatever those talents may be. Here is just a taste of what we've got coming up.
My dad was very hard, and my dad was very, very, like, he didn't show any emotion.
Honest.
He was honest, but to a point where I'd get in the car, if I'd scored a hat-trick, I could have scored 7-8 goals in a game, and I'd be sitting there waiting on the journey home for him to say, well done. And I'd be thinking, like, what, like, any chance you just saying, like, oh, what a goal that was today or something. And so I'd sit there after 10, 15 minutes, and I'd go, done all right today, Dad, didn't I? And he'd go, yeah, you done all right.
I think what people have to remember is that you've been there the whole way through from their whatever they played in under 10s all the way through when nobody else is watching. And when they look at you, they want some kind of positive reinforcement. Kids pick up on everything from you. And I learned that very early on, that if you're sitting there with your head in your hands or shaking your head or tutting or whatever, they pick up on it and they don't need your anxiety. So everything I do is very, very positive.
When Michael Jordan at Medina was trying to mess with me and get in my face at the Ryder Cup to try and do what he wanted to do, to put the influence to try and turn our match out so the Americans win that match. And I think the biggest compliment that anybody could have ever given any individual is from one of the greatest in sport today that's ever lived. He's trying to mess with me. So he didn't have to say anything. It was what he did in his own right, which actually inspired me to play even better and bring out the best in me.
These conversations have been absolutely fascinating. So make sure you subscribe now. And the first podcast will be coming your way on the 8th of December.